From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Philadelphia police are building a new crime-fighting weapon, a map of privately owned cameras across the city. Elizabeth Fiedler of member station WHYY reports that to some, the move raises Big Brother alarm bells. But to the police, it's a cost-effective way of putting more eyes on the streets.
On a sunny, warm evening, Umberto Fernandini sits on the front steps of a row house near Temple University and points high up on the brick front to a large white camera.
Oh, where are the cameras? Oh, yeah. They're really obvious.
Yeah, they are. They are pretty obvious, and they're high-definition cameras, and they shoot pretty well at night also.
Fernandini's with a company that rents apartments to students. He plans to register the cameras for SafeCam and says he's already had police ask for footage from the camera systems that cover many of the company's properties.
Because of the cost, of course, we try to give as much coverage as we can. And we will be installing more systems. And every chance we have, we upgrade to better systems or clearer cameras or higher definition.
Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says these days, video is key to cracking many cases.
I go to the scenes of a lot of different crimes, and one of the things that is different from when I was in the detective division years ago is that now when you're canvassing, not only are you trying to find people that might have information, you find yourself looking upwards to see whether or not there's a camera somewhere that may have captured the event. And you spend an awful lot of time doing that sort of thing.
Ramsey says with a grid of registered cameras, police will know where to look for footage that may have caught a crime on tape.
You save a lot of personnel hours by doing it that way, if you already know where to look. And even escape routes. I mean, it may not be right at the scene where the crime took place, but it's, you know, believe the person fled north on the street. Well, you look a block or two up and see, you know, who's got a camera a block or two down the street. They may have actually captured the vehicle, captured the individual on camera, you know, leaving the scene.
Mike Fergus is with the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
This is the first program I've seen that actually includes residences as well as businesses in a voluntary registration program of their cameras. Cities have even passed ordinances requiring the registration of cameras in businesses, usually particular types of businesses, convenience stores or businesses that stay open late at night that were often subject to crime.
With a new camera registration program could come new privacy concerns. But Mary Catherine Roper, a staff attorney with the ACLU of Pennsylvania, says this one looks okay.
What they're doing is simply creating a list of people who have cameras so that after a crime is reported, they can more efficiently look around to see if there's video evidence of the crime. I don't think that there's any problem with that. These cameras are not going to be monitored. If they would, we'd have a lot of concerns about them.
So far, more than 80 different residents, businesses, and organizations across the city have registered cameras in the program. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.